This week we're going to discuss the inyan in halacha of gambling. The emes is that gambling is not something new. If you take a look in the Torah in Shoftim, in Perek Yudalit, in its Pasuk Yud Beis and Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shimshon suggests to the Plishtim a wager. He says, Achida na achida, I will place a bet with you. And the bet he places is that if they figure out his riddle, then he has to pay them 30 changes of clothing. If they do not figure out his riddle, then they will pay him 30 changes of clothing. Now, today, the concept of betting, there are many ways where we have to deal with this shilas, and they range from, I mean, I asked a few people who told me the different games that they have, from blackjack, and people are busy with dice, and people are busy with all the football games, roulette. I heard all the different ones, and it continues to Chinese auctions, to slot machines, to playing the lotto, one after another. And the emphasis, I would like to go through all of these in halacha and discuss what the status in halacha is regarding these shailas. Now, to start the sugya, we have to go to Masechta Sanhedrin. The Mishnah tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Ve'eli Hapsulin Le'edis, the following list of people are possible to be an aid. In Bezdin, of course, they're possible to be a dayan. And these people are, number one, HaMasachik B'Kuvya, somebody that is Masachik B'Kuvya. And Masachik B'Kuvya means somebody that plays dice. You throw the dice, and if you say, if the number is going to be kach v'kach, then I win. If the number is not going to be that, and if I win, you pay me the money. And if the number is going to be a different amount, then what happens? Then I will pay you. And another case the Mishnah brings down is the mafricha yoinim. Mafricha yoinim were those that had pigeons race against each other, which would be, I guess, the modern day OTB, right? Off-track betting, where you have horses race against each other. So all these, many of these cases are brought down already in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah tells us, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when are these betters possible la'edis? Bezman she'ein, ein lehem umnis elohu. When they don't have any other position. There's no other position that they have, which means they don't actually work for a living. This is what they do full-time. They're full-time bettors. But if it was something which a person did on the side for entertainment purposes, then he's not possible la'edis. Now, the Gemara starts to discuss what is so terrible about a person that's a Masachik B'Kuvya. And it's important to understand what is wrong with a Masachik B'Kuvya, because the Mishnah only discusses if they're possible la'edis. Let's forget for a second if the person is possible la'edis. Is a person allowed to be a Masachik B'Kuvya in the first place or not? So let's first understand Zok the Gemara why they puzzle la'edis. So the Gemara brings down the sheet of Rami Bachama, that Rami Bachama says that it's an asmachta. What does it mean it's an asmachta? Which means as follows. Two people go into a wager. When the two people have a bet, I say to you, if so-and-so happens, then I'm going to pay you money. Now, when I go into it, naturally, I'm going into it because I intend to win. Because if I didn't intend to win, I wouldn't be betting in the first place. Now, therefore, since my intentions was to win, what happens if I lose? I have to give you the money. But since I never really intended to give you the money because I really intended to win, so when I give you the money, what happens? I'm giving you the money against my Ratzon, against my will. And therefore, when you take the money from me, you are be'etzem a ganiv midrabanan. Because since we paskin that asmachta loikanya, if you do something which is an asmachta, and asmachta means that you make a promise, if something happens, I'll pay you this and this amount of money, it's loikanya. Therefore, I don't really owe you the money. So when you take the chelik of money that I give you, you are stealing money from me. It's gezel midrabanan, and since it's gezel midrabanan, therefore it is osa. That's the shita of Rami Bachama. And if you pass, if we were to paskin like Rami Bachama, it should technically be osa for a person to go into a bet with another person, because when the other person takes the money, he is stealing midrabanan from the other party.
There's never a time where you're willing to pay for the change.
Oh, we'll talk about that. That's as we're going to get into the shir, that's going to be the issue of different types of gambling. 100%. We have to discuss that issue. But wait, before we get to that, there's a sheet of Rav Sheshes in the Gemara. Rav Sheshes says that no. Rav Sheshes says that it's not an asmachta. But rather, the reason of the Gemara is because Lafisha Einon Oiskin be yeshivin shal oilam. These people are not Oisik be yeshivai shal oilam. Now, it's important for us to understand what is the machlai. machlokes. Is a bet an asmachta, or is a bet not an asmachta? So b'kitz and nimritz, I'll explain to you what the machlokes is. There are be'etzem three cases in Shas, which are the classic cases of asmachta. I want to start the topic again. One second. There are three cases in Shas that are the classic cases of asmachta. What are the three cases which are the classic cases of asmachta? L'moshul. There's one case which is as follows. I go over to you and I beg you, do me a favor, I would like to be your oris for this year. The Gemara discusses it. Im oiva v'layavad ashalim b'mitzvah elav zuz. Which means as follows. You have a field and I say to you, I would like to work your field for this year. That's what I would like to do. And if I don't work your field, what I will do is I'll pay you a knas of $1,000. Now my intentions is 100% to work your field. I have no intention not to do it. Now, if for some reason I didn't do it, and therefore I have to pay you the money, of course when you take the money from me, it's Geneva, because I had no intention of ever paying to you the money. There's another case brought down in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down that Reuven owes Shimon money. The time is up and he only paid him half the money. So Shimon says to him, you know what? Take that shtar, give it over to Levi. If I'll give you a 6-month extension. If in 6 months from now you pay up the loan, good. If you don't pay up the loan in 6 months from now, then you're going to have to pay me double, which means the half you paid already is too bad. You have to pay me the full amount all over again. So again, my intention is to go for an extension, but on the other hand, I intend to pay you, and I never ever planned to pay you the money. The Gemara discusses when people go into business deals, and he says to him, I'll give you a certain amount of money as an orif, and if I don't pay if I don't do the deal, I lose my amount. If you don't back out of the deal, you double the money. All of these cases, Zogt Rashi Bav Metzia Daf Memches. What's the aside of all these cases? That is biyodai, which means it's in your control to do what you are obligated to do, and therefore, of course, you don't intend to pay the money. Now, let's get into our sugya, and there are three shittas in the Rishonim here in Sanhedrin. But let me give you just the basic idea of what the machlokes is all about. When a person does a wager, it's half and half. Can you really tell me that the person didn't intend to pay? Lav dafka. Why not? Because besides, it's not really b'yadai. Because a certain amount of it is up to luck. Because as good as you are at a certain game, if you don't have mazel on your side, you're not going to be able to win that game. Because even a lot of, and that's what the Gemara says. A gamble, but and the Gemara discusses between Mafricha Yoin and Masach.